Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Night Visions with WPRS. I'm Eric.
I'm Wendy.
And we're here live at the Cabin on 360. So stay tuned for an exciting night. We have some guests with us tonight, and I'm going to have them tell their names.
Hi, I'm Diana Palm.
Anita Savage.
Great John Savage.
Charlotte Angel.
So as you see, again, I'm telling you, we're live at 360. Thanks to Ryan and Dennis, and they gave us a brief history, of course, earlier. I know Wendy and them were in the basement earlier and picked up some awesome stuff, and they're getting ready to take you down there again. So stay tuned, join them, and hold on, and be ready for anything.
Yeah, we will go Facebook Live. It'll be a little bit later. We'll take you out in the back for the 7 acres. We'll just show you some things that's over in the rancher, and we will definitely show you more from the cabin. So here we go. We're going downstairs. We're going over to the basement in the rancher.
And I'll let everybody know I'm going to stay in the cabin with Scarlett. So you guys have fun, and see you soon. before you guys go, can you leave your phone? Because I'm going to listen to it, too.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we're having to do an emergency change of batteries because something on this boat in the area drained all of its batteries, which is something that's happened a lot here, seems.
The floor noise is me.
So far, some of the
EVPs. I didn't mean to yell. A couple of wonderful swear words, what we can go do with ourselves. One that says pain, something about being hit in the face, and also I'm not dead. So we're going to have to investigate that further and see exactly what their problem is, find out who it is. I haven't come across anything negative in the basement yet, but the night's still young.
The night is very young. So I'm going to hand it over to Anita, and I'm going to let her tell you who she is. I guess not. She doesn't want to.
Sorry, folks, we're just having a little technical difficulties.
Well, I'll tell you about me. My name is John Savage. I am the founder of Minnesota Paranormal Investigators and also the new founder of Minnesota, Virginia Paranormal Investigators. I've been doing this for about 32 years now. I run the oldest paranormal group in the state of Minnesota. So we've kind of been around the block. We investigated places from the Twin Cities to England to Cyprus and now Virginia. This is our first night here at 360. And so far, we have not been disappointed. I've gotten some really great EVPs. Lost power on most of our equipment for the batteries. So as I'm talking to you, I'm putting batteries back into my tri-meter. And we're going to head back over to the basement on the brick house and see what we can, I don't want to say conjure up, but see what we can stir. And batteries are good to go.
Yay.
Well, I'm Diana, and I have a couple books about ghosts and spirits and all that cool stuff. One of them is called Setting Spirits Free, and the other one is Mediumship Scrying and Transfiguration for Beginners, and that teaches the average layperson how to see spiritually so that they can see ghosts. And I've been working with John and Anita for many, many years. I met them back in 2004 when they came to my haunted house, which ended up being blasted all over the St. Paul Pioneer Press, many different publications. It was included in the book, Haunted Minnesota. And John helped me realize that I was a medium. So that's what I do full time. And I work with paranormal groups. I work with healing clients. And my daughter also was experiencing ghosts in all of the many haunted houses we lived in. So I've known John and Anita for a very long time and their family. And it's a real pleasure to be here tonight with them again.
Well, that's
fantastic.
Yes, and
yes,
I flew in from Minnesota. So.
And he had no clue, everybody. He was, the great John was caught off guard, if you can believe that.
Second time, made me squeal like a girl of excitement. Okay, we're going to head on over to the basement.
We shall.
I've got the 5-minute EVP recorder for a master recording.
I'll bring that up.
We're good.
No?
So, everybody, I'm going to be handing the phone over, and you are going to go with them next door, and hopefully they'll keep you safe. They should.
You're asking a lot.
Yeah, I know.
I'll be responsible for people here, but those who are listening, you're on the road.
So, have fun.
What? You're kidding. No, we're nothing we did.
You can log in?
Oh, good. Hey, it's Wendy. We're back.
Sorry about that, guys. I'm telling you, it is crazy out here tonight.
Yeah, it's completely, oh my gosh, like, I don't know, something freaking happened out here.
But anyway, Wendy's getting ready to take you guys down to the basement in the rancher, and I'm telling you, it is crazy there.
It's off the hook, so come on, let's go. Bye, y'all. See you.
Bye.
Bye. So, yeah, sorry about the technical difficulties. That's what happens out here at Cabin on 360. So we're going to be going to do some live VVPs. I just have to make my way there. I just came in the front door. It seems like it changed, like, overnight or over, like, the daytime was fine, and all of a sudden it got creepy. So, we got...
Right now we're doing a spirit box session. We've got our Taskman DR40 running as our master recorder. So anything we get, we can go back and re-listen in quality our audio. So what you're hearing now is the SD7 going through its radio suite. We're going to try and get a response to whoever's down here as possible. And right now we're also sleeping on the AM frequency. I am in I'm now in reverse sheet. If there's a spirit down here, please come forward and talk to us. Come towards the circle. That's just me changing the volume.
Hello? Can you come and say hi?
Do you like to talk to the person who said, I'm not dead? We hate to tell you this, but you are dead in the physical sense. But spiritually, you're still alive. Can you please come forward and help us? Can you be that link for us to communicate with you and to those who are on the other side with you? Were you a soldier in the Civil War? Were you a Confederate soldier? Were you a Union soldier? It's almost like they really don't understand what we're doing.
So we came in here earlier tonight. My name is Diana. I would love you to tell me your name. You said Jack?
Yeah, that would be Jack.
Thank you. Do you have anyone else with you? How many are with you? How many?
14.
Yeah, 14. Yeah. Thank you. Do you have any soldiers with you? Jack, if you have some soldiers with you, what command are they from? That was a mess, but I didn't know what it was, so let's mark that.
Mine is 4 seconds. Can you tell me what are you seeing right now?
Can you see us? If you can see us, what color is my hair?
Goldie.
Oh, it's Goldie. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes, it is Lana.
Thank you. What color is your hair? It's nice just to get to know each other first. What are you doing here? The reverse move, right?
Yep.
Let's put the book pass faster.
I think that was Max Berman. This one being a 200. Now, if you do the head thing, it goes faster.
Was a ghost box session. They caught so many EVPs earlier. Later this afternoon or tonight, we will be going Facebook Live. So tune in to my page. Back in the woods. Right now, we're headed back up on 360. We'll catch back up with Eric, and we're going to catch back up with Scarlet Angel. Through the woods by, or the grounds by myself. So I'm a big, but yeah, so like I said, sorry about the problems we had a little bit earlier, but it has been a wonderful, and thank you, Dennis, for everything. He would come back in. We are back at the cabin. So, Eric, what's going on? What has happened over there?
Crazy. I don't know what you guys are doing over there, but we're here and I think the old man and the older gentleman, that I think he's having fun there, so.
Oh, my goodness.
So, it's off the hook. Thank you. We are having a ball, and to tell anyone to have some, you have to book 360. You won't regret it. And they will contact and he'll tell to have open. Hold of him, of course, because he's always available to brief history, anything you want to know to it. Long they won't tell you anything, but I wanted to say we've got a lot of things. All right, guys. This is the cabin. Kind of hyper. Bear with me. I'm going to leave other crew down. Hopefully not here, but because our friend John, man, he's having a ball here tonight. So you guys will have fun when Wendy takes you guys back over there. But right in the cabin, I'm like walking in because I don't like it. So right now, anybody that's listening, but go to the WPRS Facebook page, Wendy's page, my page if you feel so inclined, but most people go to Wendy's, and just what kind of feelings you may be getting, or if you're, you know, what you're, because I know a lot of people who listen in, you know, like act like they're there, you know, to get the whole full experience. But I'm going to tell you, I love this place. I've always, first time I ever came here. Tonight, you guys got to tune in to Facebook Live, and we're going to take you going out to the woods. Well, because we can. Because it's an experience you'll never forget. Well, I'm heading back to the base. See what's happening with that. So, and enjoy.
In the basement.
Oh, I don't hear any. Sent to the basement. Oh, yeah. Over on the table. So, anyway. Back to this basement. And I get. Alone, in the dark. But you know what? You know who my friend is? My friend is normally the Taunt Dennis. And we'll have to have his story about what happened to him. It might even harm. I am head the rancher now. And now I'm closing the door. Giving you guys the rancher. I'm going to take the basement. Okay, as you see, taunting, hopefully.
Yes, we're going to taunt him. Real. I taunt you.
Oh, you guys didn't hear. Wendy.
We're in the basement. We tried an SP7 bot session. Nothing. Yeah. A little bit. We have to kind of listen to it through the recorder. I'm going to try another EVP session and try to kick it up enough. Not picking a body, but stirring a pot.
Ooh, sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. Loads of fun.
So, you guys. Hold on, here we go. Now I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to let them talk and you'll hear voices. So have fun.
Now recording. We've been told that you don't like to be confronted by strong people. You like to go after weak people. To the entity that's in this basement, I challenge you to come forward. Come up to me. Challenge me for a moment. Give me a sign that you're down here with me. Tap on the wall or on the floor beam. End session. Okay, this is what we got for recording.
Okay, here you go. Listen up, everybody.
We've been told that you don't like to be confronted with strong people. You like to go after weak people. To the entity that's in this basement, they challenge you to come forward. Come up to me. Challenge me for a moment. Give me a sign that you're down here with me. Tap on the wall or on the floor beam. Okay.
I'd like to talk to the soldiers here, please. You know how I love our military, and I know you guys always come and talk to me. So if we've got some soldiers here, Confederate, Union, you name it, you come and tell me where you're from. Tell me where you fought. Still fighting. Are you still feeling any pain from your injuries? Do you need any help from us? Thank you.
I'd like to give a chance. I'd like to talk to the soldiers here, please. You know how I run our military program? The soldiers here, please. You know how the soldiers here, please. You know how I run our military, and I know you guys always come and talk to me. So if we've got some soldiers here, Confederate, Union, you name it, you come and tell me where you're from. Tell me where you're from. Are you still fighting? Are you still feeling any pain from your injuries? Do you need any help from us? Thank you. Thank you for coming.
I'm calling out. Yeah. Okay, I think I'm going to head back to the cabin now because we're just about done. So get Wendy back on with me, too. But thank you, everybody.
Yeah.
So now I am going to head back to the cabin so Wendy can say her closing remarks too, because this show like went really fast. Even though we did have some technical difficulties, that's all right, because I like a challenge. And that was me closing the door. But anyway, if some spirit from the cabin decided to try to interfere with the show, hey, good try, buddy. But you know what? I don't give up that easy. Because I know how awesome it is when we can actually go live from locations, or not really go live, but do our podcast from different locations. And like I said, 360 is one of our favorite places to go. We want to start coming out here more. So hopefully we can make a way. You guys like the siren in the background? Yeah, me too. So anyway, I'm going back into the cabin. And I hope you guys really enjoyed being on the session tonight. We did get a few things. We're going to probably share a few of them after we get them all cleaned up. Yeah, so stay tuned to that. We're going to actually go out into the woods again. The woods, yes. And we may end up going back to the ranch a little bit later, because I know how much John seems to be drawn to that area. It seems like everybody gets drawn to that area. But for some reason, I get drawn to the cabin. I like the cabin. And the cabin just has a warm feeling to me. I don't know. I've never had any bad vibes or bad boo-boo or whatever the word. I can't even think of the word. That's it, Juju. Well, anyway, we hope you guys are enjoying the show. Please let us know your thoughts. Maybe if you have ideas of how we could do it differently. I know a lot of times when you do an EVP session, it may seem kind of monotonous or a lot of quiet there, but I guess you have to actually be there to experience the true feeling. But again, I'm trying to think. I don't know what all we have coming up in the future.
For me, we have October 14th, we got Jay Fife for our history before the paranormal.
Those are fun.
So, yay.
Gosh, what else do we have? That's what I'm trying to think. I thought we were going to have, there was another show that we were going to have coming up.
It was this one. Stay tuned. Ain't no telling what we might freaking come up with.
That's true. There was something I wanted to tell everybody. Oh, yeah, I wanted to send another birthday shout-out to John and Anita. They both celebrated their birthday, and we kind of tried in the best way to help celebrate. And Wendy got this cool-ass cake. Got Star Trek side for John, and Doctor Who for Anita. So
the cake turned out beautiful. Thank you for Williams Bakery and
The Kansas School of Virginia.
She was about to say Williamsburg.
Yeah.
And I will say, stay tuned. We got new pictures of Visionique in the coma. We'll be getting those posted. And we will be updating the website, trust me, because WPRS, no matter what people think, is going somewhere. Well, anyway, hope you guys enjoyed the show tonight. We love you guys. Again, we love, love, love all the new likes. You guys are awesome. You really know how to make someone's day. The support has been amazing. Again, a huge thank you to Ryan and Dennis, because without them, this would not be possible. And they have done so much to help with it and help us out with it. So thank you guys. You're amazing. And
from Scarlett and myself, we love you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.